Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Praise the Lord. You will not be denied. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, when Pastor Gary asked me to share tonight, of course, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I was praying about it. And this one verse in 2 Corinthians 3:18 was like, just kept going on and on and on inside of me. And one morning at 2:30, the Lord woke me up, and just all these notes started coming down. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So we want to... I want to talk to you about glory to glory, okay? I don't want to do this. I don't feel like I'm able to do this, but the Lord just, we're going to look in the Word of God. The Word of God will speak. What you see up here is things I'm going to be referring to. These are things I think are very important in our life. Of course, faith. Faith is very important. We can't go anywhere without faith in Jesus. Obedience, trust and obey, there's no other way. And something that is sort of my byword now is perspective. Perspective is everything. And all based in love, founded on love, which is founded on Jesus. So the glory of the Lord, what is it? Two words that came to me that he gave me, 2:30 in the morning. One was essence. Essence is the basic nature of a thing. Oh, we have the notes up there. That's great. In the Old Testament, there's a Hebrew word, chabad, C-H-A-B-O-D. And it's the weightiness, that which is heavy or substantial, honor, splendor, power, wealth, authority, magnificence, dignity, riches, excellency. In Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2, it talks about the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This is just part of his glory. Even all the things we're going to say today are just touching on the glory of God. Then there's the presence of God, and there's another word in the New Testament in the Greek called doxa, D-O-X-A. And that is the manifested glory of God, reputation, esteem given to a person, splendor, radiance, and majesty centered in Jesus. The absolute perfection residing in Jesus and evidenced by the miracles he performed. And I got this word right here from John. I don't have the reference here, but I think it's like John, the first part of John, when Jesus turns the water into wine. It was one of his first documented miracles. So this gives us an idea of the glory of God, which is very important. So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 3:18. We're going to read the verse, and then we're going to break it down bit by bit. For we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. First, we want to start with a veiled face. Sometimes when you go to see something, you have to see the opposite to know what you're really looking at. A veiled face is something that we all had. Sin makes a veiled face. A veiled heart. Talk about face, we talk about what you see, what you know. There was a veil over us, and that veil is darkness, sin, tradition, selfishness, all those things. But in 2 Corinthians 3:14, we're told that it is Christ who takes the veil away. And we know on the day of crucifixion, literally the veil was torn from the top to the bottom, a symbol of, okay, now we're going to behold the glory of the Lord. Now, we all with unveiled face, that's the first part of the verse. Sometimes I don't know about you guys, but I'm like, my mind is always going like this, so sometimes I skip over some things. That's why it's good for me to break down word by word parts of these verses. We all. Who is all? Are you all? We all, as children of God, are part of this. This is who you, right where you are, this is who this is talking about. We all, with unveiled face, because now Christ has taken away the veil, we now are free. We're unhindered. If you go to the verse before 18, it says that the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's no liberty like there is in Jesus. And Jesus, the Lord is a spirit. Jesus is the word. The Holy Spirit is who teaches us and leads us and guides us. So now we're able to see Jesus in the entire Bible. If you know yourself, maybe you were that way before. People say, there's no way I can understand this. Well, yeah, you're right. Without the Holy Spirit, you're not going to understand it. Amen. But with the Holy Spirit, he enlightens us. He opens this book to us. Now we see it. And when we're going to get to this, but from glory to glory. Imagine trying to receive all the glory of the Lord at one time. I would explode. I don't know about you guys. Brenda would explode. I know how she is right now. She would just totally forget about it. She'd be on the floor. So we have to get it in parts. We have to go from glory to glory. And we're beholding as in a mirror. I thought about bringing out a mirror, but I didn't want you to get caught up on a mirror. A mirror shows the actual reflection. If I looked in the mirror right now, I'd go, oh my gosh, really? Because I'd actually see my reflection. But as in a mirror, we're beholding the glory of God. As in a mirror, it's just, the mirror is the word of God. This is the mirror. A mirror reflects what it sees. So we're looking into the mirror. We're looking into this. What do we see in there? Well, through it, in the word of God, Jesus is the word. The Holy Spirit teaches us the word. The Holy Spirit in us, because when we receive Jesus as our Lord, we have the Holy Spirit in us. So the Holy Spirit in us is showing us in the word, reflecting back to us, Jesus, who we are in Christ. That's awesome, because if I look at myself, what I can and can't do, I might as well just give up right now. But it's the Holy Spirit reflecting right back to us, spirit to spirit. And you know, as a child of God, your spirit is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Your spirit is perfect when you become a Christian. Now, the rest of us, our soul, we're works in progress. We're working on it. But this is what God does for us. Who do you want to look like? You know, we are so influenced by the world. I know myself, I'm amazed, like in the last 6 months, I've changed the way I do my eyeshadow, because the thing now is the smoky eyes, the blended, blah, blah, blah. We're so influenced, no matter what we think. But we need to be influenced by who God is. God is in us. This book is already in us, and we are beholding as in a mirror, the glory of God. And we talked about some of the things that the glory of God is. It's who and what he is. We're going to go through some scripture, and you're going to have to write down some of these because I want to have enough time to get some of these things in for tonight. But Moses asked the Lord, please show me your glory. But now God gives to all of us freely. Not only does he show us his glory, he put glory in us. As Christians, the Holy Spirit in us, the glory is already there. Sometimes we don't feel so glorious, but that's okay. We're still works in progress. We all are. We couldn't take it all at a time. So the Lord invites us to grow from glory to glory. In Psalm 26:8, it says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. We are his temple, his dwelling place. before Jesus came, the dwelling place was in the temple, and people had to go to the temple, and they had to depend on priests who knew what they were doing. Well, thank God, now we have a personal relationship with the Lord. Amen. And we are the habitation of the Lord. We carry that glory. And he says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, even as we're doing tonight. What a powerful thing that happens when people come together. Yes. One Holy Spirit, but together, that glory is more magnified in us. Because remember, we're works in progress. We're all growing. We're all at different places growing. And you're not responsible for the way she's growing. You're not responsible for the way he's growing. You're just responsible for your own life, looking into the Word of God. Colossians 1:27 says, to them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what we carry around every day. We take it so for granted. I know I do. I can just speak for myself. I know I take it for granted. Matthew 24:30, Jesus returns with power and great glory. Because everywhere God is glory. So you take him with you where you are. You take him to other people you know. That glory just is magnified together. And when Jesus returns, it will be with great glory. He's going to be making a statement. John 1:14 says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank God. Jesus, the Bible tells us that he went through all the temptations. He was tempted. I mean, I can't imagine. For me, one of the most important parts of the Bible is in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus is praying. And he could have just said, you know, Lord, I'm out of here. Let's talk about this and do something different. But to take on the sinless Christ, to take on all of our sin, all the sin that was ever done, that would ever happen, there's nothing you can do today or tomorrow that's not covered by the blood of Jesus as a believer in Christ. He took it all. Our mission statement. I know Pastor Gary a couple times on a Wednesday night, and I was not here either one. He says, does anybody know the mission statement? And nobody raised their hand. And I'm at home going, I do. Because it's on this wall. It's on this wall. Do you know our mission statement? Presenting Jesus, the revelation of grace and truth that sets people free. Hallelujah. So now you're going to learn that. So when Pastor Gary says it next time, you're going to knock his socks off. Because you're going to know it. Romans 9:23 says, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for his glory. Did you know you were prepared for his glory? Before the beginning of time, you were prepared for his glory. You didn't just happen to come to know Jesus. He called you unto himself. He has prepared you for his glory. Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Glory is going to surround us, in us, through us, around us, go before us. It's going to be the trail that we leave behind us, the glory of the Lord. Not because of us, because we've aligned ourselves with the one who is glory. Amen? Amen? Revelation 21:23, the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. The glory of God illuminated heaven, and Jesus is the light. And this is who we look into as we look into this, like into a mirror being reflected. We're being changed into that image. We are being transformed. What does it mean to be transformed? Not like transformers, because they go back to what they were. We don't want to go back to what we were, okay? Even though they are cool. I've watched all the movies and I happen to like them. But transformed is to change in condition, nature, or character. We are being transformed into his image. It's an ongoing process. As we look into the mirror, this mirror of the word, we are being transformed into his image. And that's the glory of God, changing us into his image. And you know the wonderful thing about this? It's the Holy Spirit that does the work in us. Hallelujah! Because I would be lost. I can't do any of this by myself. Faith and obedience. And the Holy Spirit does it in me. He does it in you. We don't have to think, oh, you know, that person, they know the word of God so much. I want to be like that person. No. You just keep looking in your mirror. All right, and you keep growing in the image because the Lord knows who he has purposed you to be. It's right here and it's being reflected back to you. You're being transformed. You're being taught. You're being directed and guided by the Holy Spirit. Galatians 2:20, it's one of my, when people say, what is your favorite verse? I always feel a little, well, most people wouldn't pick this one. But Galatians 2:20 is one of my favorite verses. For I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life, and this is where people sometimes will stop, and the life I live now in the flesh, because we have to fight this flesh every day. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you know. I don't care how many people you've led to the Lord. We all are fighting this flesh daily. I live by faith of this, for the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So that's part of the transformation, is dying to self. The Bible tells us we're to take up our cross daily, to die to ourselves. Thank God I don't have to do that by myself. And then it says, now I'm just going to review from back from the beginning. We all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image. What? We are each being transformed into the image of who? In the image of God, in the image of Jesus. We are being transformed into that image. And the Holy Spirit is doing it in us. We have to be submitted, committed to the things of God. I mean, you can't go do things your own way. Remember, you have to have faith and obedience. You can't do it your own way. But the Lord is the one that directs us. And it's so exciting to think. I mean, look to your left and look to your right. Look at the reflection of Jesus next to you. And if it's your husband or wife, don't go, yeah, I know so much, you don't even know. No. Look to your right or your left and look at Jesus being reflected in others around you. Do you know, one of the things that that really hit me this past week, I was sharing with someone, the word of God, Jesus brought us a new commandment. One commandment we already had was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. But he brought us a new commandment, to love one another. Do you know we all too often leave off of that? To love one another. This is Jesus speaking, as I have loved you. Oh yeah, that takes it to a different level. That means regardless of what that person has done or said, you love that person. You might not like being around them all the time, okay? But you got to get through that. But that's what love is all about, as I have loved you. And we are a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. We are all being transformed into his image. We are being transformed into that image. And then it says, from glory to glory, maturing in the Lord, from glory to glory. Ephesians 1:17 to 19 says this, and I'm just kind of bullet pointing this through. that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, God is glory, give to you this spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. This is this new creation that you are. You're not doing it by yourself. He's providing all this for you. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling. We each have a calling and a purpose upon us. Amen. I don't care how you feel right now. I don't care how disappointed you might feel right now in your life. I have this tendency to see what I haven't done rather than what I have done. You know, and I got to work through that. I mean, that's just pulling you down. We need to be more free. The Spirit of the Lord sets us free. Let's walk in that freedom. Let's not get distracted and pulled down, that we will know the hope of his calling in each and every one of us, and know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's all the children of God. We're all saints. It doesn't mean we act like saints, but we're all saints. But we have an inheritance with God. And know what is exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Thank you, Lord, for your power in me. I know I can make it because he said it. I'm being transformed into his image. His image lacks nothing. His image doesn't lose. His image doesn't get down and defeated. I'm being transformed into his image. And I need to remember that. One of the problems with getting up with a mic is a lot of times you're very transparent. You get to know me a little more than you should, perhaps. But a couple weeks ago, there was a meeting. And you two know about this one. And I was supposed to go to the meeting. Well, last minute, Pastor Gary changed where the meeting was. It was supposed to be at his house, so I went to his house. Nobody was there. It was 6 o'clock, and I'm like, nobody's here, and there's even a sign on the door. I'm like, oh my gosh, what? So I called one of the elders. I said, did he cancel the meeting? Oh no, we're all here. I said, we're all here. Where? I'm here. Nobody's here. Where? Oh yes, back of the church. I said, you mean across the street from where I live? Oh, okay. So, Christian that I am, okay, with all the titles that I have, I start driving, and what am I thinking? Well, I'm not very important. Nobody had to tell me it was canceled. Usually I'm the one setting up the meeting. It's been canceled. They don't want me there. They don't even want me. They don't care if I'm there or not. I don't know. Maybe you don't get like this. Okay, but this started happening, okay? And then you start doubting other things. And I think it had rained earlier, and I was looking up in the sky, and the sky was so beautiful. Florida has some beautiful skies. So I'm looking up in the sky, and it's like the voice of the Lord said, is that how I want you to feel? And I said, oh my gosh, the enemy will not have his way. And I started speaking of who I am in Christ and how much God loves me and how much I love each and every one that are at that meeting. And I know there was no intent. I even knew that when I was feeling down and feeling like, you know, a little bit of nothing. I knew there was no ill intent involved in that. But you know how we get. But we have to remember, it's his image we're being changed into. If I think of myself, I'm going to go all over the place, downhill. But if I think about Jesus and the image of his image and how the Holy Spirit changes me, if I will just stay obedient. And another word here, this perspective. Perspective is, like I said, it's one of my, you know how you get in keywords? You know, you'll say different things. There'll be a certain verse, you know, if anybody says anything, that verse can apply to whatever their situation is. You know how you do that? Perspective is everything. When I was driving in the car, I got out of my little self. Oh, poor me. Oh, what? oh, this was something, you know, this is trying to tell me something, whatever negative stuff. I don't even want to go back there to that. But the negative things that you start to say about yourself. My sister, I said, it's like a narrow view. She said, yes, it's a narrow now. I said, I'm taking that. Okay. So it's like your narrow now view of yourself. This is what you're looking at. This is how you're looking at people around you, through your narrow view of yourself and how it's impacted you and how it's hurt you and how people didn't help you when they should have helped you and how people didn't say, oh, poor me, it's narrow now. But if you get God's perspective, if you step back, I mean, just physically look at the difference and getting a perspective. God's perspective of what's going on, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life because you're not going to get drawn down into nothingness. You're going to rise up. Let's see, where in the world am I? Perspective. I'm always in perspective. In fact, in my position here in the church as a church coordinator, that's one of the things that I started learning a long time ago. People would come and they wanted to get done what they wanted to get done in their little narrow view. And it was all good, all well and good, but you have to get the whole perspective so that people aren't offended, so it's unity, so it flows. But that's another story. Okay, talking about from glory to glory, maturing in the Lord. We want to go deeper or higher in the Lord, right? We don't want to stay where we are. I want to grow. I want to know more. More and more glory being revealed in us. The best thing you're ever going to see in me is the Spirit of God in me. The nicest thing. If you think I'm all that, you think Jesus is all that. Because that is who is being revealed in me. I must decrease and him increase. What does that mean, decrease? I have to get out of the way. My own agenda, this flesh, remember we talked about this. This flesh has to die. Galatians 2:20 has to die. It's crucified with Christ so that I can live to him. Less of the flesh, walk in the Spirit. That's what we're talking about. Steadfastness through growing in knowledge of the Lord. And as we gaze into this as a mirror, that's what's happening to us. The Spirit of God is teaching us through the Spirit of God in us, spirit to spirit, because we're flowing with it. We're flowing with that Spirit. Persevere, hold fast. Don't turn to your right or left. Avoid returning to your old behavior. How easy is that to do? It's comfortable in my old behavior. But it's not the place to go. Proverbs 4:14 through 15, it says, do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Don't travel on it. Turn away from it. Pass it by. In the Lord's Prayer, it says, Lord, keep us from temptation. We need to stay away from temptation. Never think that you have arrived to a place where you won't be tempted. Because temptation is always lurking at the door, especially if you think that you are over and above any of that. Pass it by. Be careful who you listen to. That's also very important. And you have to measure everything by the Word of God. That's your responsibility. Because we all like to have our ears tickled. We all like to listen. Talking about like wanting to hear different things, you know, as someone who's constantly thinking about going on a diet, if somebody comes up with something that is, it sounds too good to be true, it always is, but I love that tickle in the ear that I can do it. I can just take a pill and poof, all the problems are gone. All the bad behavior, I don't have to worry about it. Oh, like I said, you learn too much. Avoid compromise. A little leaven spoils the whole lump. Little bit of compromise. Just this one time. This one time perhaps is a threshold in your life. You open up the gate. You don't want to open the gate. You don't want to open your heart. You don't want to open yourself to the schemes of the enemy. Amen. He's already there trying everything he can. Mm-hmm. But remember, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the glory of the Lord in us. Remember how Bruce said it takes 1,000? I mean, I don't know, but he said it takes 1,000 demons, you know, to attack a person. He went through those different levels. But it just gives you, I'm not going to get stuck in the numbers, but it gives you a picture of how much more important, how much stronger the Spirit of God in you is. Amen. Than he that's in the world. Amen. So we are able to do all these things. I want to take the time to read this. I'm going to try to do it fast because I need to get to something else. Proverbs 4, 18 through 27. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, your life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left and remove your foot from evil. I will just tell you, again, too much information, but one of my ex-husbands was a Marine, and I don't know if, and this isn't to say that all Marines do this, because Pastor Gary used to be a Marine. God bless him. But mine had a potty mouth, and Ronnie, you were a Marine. God bless you, sir. Hey, he had a potty mouth. You know what I'm saying. You know, coming out of training and Vietnam and all that stuff. And he cursed and cursed. Before I met him, I didn't curse. Well, then, you know, you are who you hang around with. And before you know it, I was cursing worse than him. This isn't something that's prideful. This is a terrible thing, because I don't do anything halfway. All these things were coming out of my mouth. But all it took was the word of God that told me that clean and dirty cannot come out of the same vessel. Amen. That changed my mouth forever. Forever. It even surprises me sometimes. Light dispels darkness. And I wrote this down because I've been sharing this with several people lately because of things going on in their family. Light dispels darkness. That's why some people are blessed by you. And that's why some people are irritated by you. And that's okay. Sometimes people don't want you around. This has been happening like in families where some of the kids, they want to do their own thing and they don't want you around because you're a reminder of what's right. Yeah. Pray for them, love them, but keep yourself on the straight and narrow. So just as we're growing, just as by the Spirit of the Lord, getting to know and flow with the Spirit. Mm-hmm. How you like that, Joe? It's like a dance, you know? Getting to know and flow the Spirit with the Spirit. It's like a dance. I think of it like a dance. You know, I know Gail and Ronnie love to dance. Isn't it awesome when you're dancing with someone and you're like one unit moving together? You know what I'm saying? I remember this guy I used to dance with, and it was back in the, you won't remember this, Adam. Back in the day, you know, that day. You remember that one from TV, maybe. But we were dancing, and we were just flowing so much. And he would stop a couple times, like stop. And he thought that it almost felt like I was leading because I was right there with him. And of course, stopped on a dime with him. But it was. Oh, I love that. But to know and to flow the Holy Spirit, it's like a dance that we have with him. Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's a good name for a sermon. I might See what happens with that. Moses' face reflected the glory of the Lord, and it was fading. He went in and came out. Now, we as believers radiate the glory of the Lord. It grows in us from glory to glory. The only thing that will fade it is not the glory of the Lord itself is not going to fade itself. The presence of God is not going to fade. It's what we do. Yes. It's what we do, our faith and obedience. That's what's going to make the difference. As we are submitted and committed to the Lord, you are what you do and what you think upon. You don't find yourself falling in temptation if you have not contemplated it beforehand.
Amen.
I mean, again, I'll use myself as example. But going on a diet, okay? When I'm in the zone, you can put my favorite dessert in front of me. I could care less. But if I start thinking about it, my sister's here. She's a great cook. She makes some of the things I love the most. And if I think about, ooh, she could make this or that. What do you think I start thinking about? What do you think I'm going to do before very long?
Eat it.
Yeah. Well, I might say, can you make this, please? And then I'll eat it. But
say no.
If you were a real friend, you'd say no. She does sometimes, actually. So you are what you think upon, what you meditate on. And that is why we have to continually look upon the Word. Let this image, the image of the glory of the Lord that's in us, that's being reflected in us, grow in us. Galatians 1:12, talking about the Holy Spirit, just as by the Spirit of the Lord, all this happens. Galatians 1:12, Paul said that he neither received it from men nor did men teach him this, but he got it from revelation from the Holy Spirit. So do you think he's someone that it happened to and it's not going to happen to us? Huh? You know, I'm very interactive. I might get stuck on a topic unless you talk back to me. No. The Holy Spirit in us will lead us into everything that we need to know. So have patience. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit represents the character of God even. So it's very important in our life. It's one of my favorite subjects to teach. Now, I don't know if this is up on the board yet, but it's going to be Jude 24 to 25. This says it very well, and it gives us a picture of our future. Now, Jude, you know, Jude is just one chapter. That's why it's verse 24 and 25. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God alone, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, power and dominion, both now and forevermore. A couple things I want to point out with this. The first one is that first word. We're going to start with this and we're going to end with this, now. When is now? Now is now, without further delay, immediately. If you don't do it now, you've missed your present. Oh, you can think of that in a lot of different ways. But it's a truthful statement, isn't it? Now is the time. And he is able. Who is able? God is able. That means that he has the necessary power to do whatever he needs to do. I know how we like to help him along sometimes, but he is able. He's able to keep us in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3 talks about that. He's able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. We commit our lives to him. He keeps it. And he's faithful. And he's got the power to do it. 2 Timothy 1:12. Because we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. And he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think. He's so much bigger and so much greater. Amen. So what that tells me is everything we could possibly need, he's God. He's God. And he will not keep any good thing from us. The Word of God tells us that. That's, you can look at Ephesians 3:20 for that. And he's able to keep us from stumbling and to make us stand faultless. What does faultless mean? Perfect. Mm-hmm. Psalm 23 said he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He promises always to be with us, never to leave us. And he presents us faultless. Now, he's able to present us. This is another one of those things that caught me. This is very significant and special. He's going to present you. Not just announce you. He's going to present you. And it might go something like this. Attention, everyone, attention. I want all your attention right here, right now. I want to present my son, Adam. I want your attention because I want you to see him. And this is in his glory, in his presence. Because he presents us before his presence. Faultless, perfect. This is my son, Adam. He was away from me for a while, but he answered my call. I'm so proud of him. I love him so much. I want you to see my son, Adam. And then he says, oh, attention, everyone. I have a special son I want to present. His name is Joe. Joe has had some ups and downs, and I don't really know much of your life, but I'm just going to say what I think the Lord has in my heart for you. He's had a lot of ups and downs in his life. He's been challenged a lot. But in this man, my son, is a heart that loves people. He goes out of his way to show them that he loves them. He's someone that reflects me. He reflects my glory. And I love this son. Everyone, your attention to Joe. Each one of us he's going to present. Each one of us. He's going to say, wait a minute, I have a sweet girl I want to present. Suzanne. Suzanne is very special. I gifted her. I gave her particular gifts. She sings like an angel. The good thing is she used it for my glory. She wouldn't be denied. The enemy tried to come. He didn't know that my hand was upon her. He tried to take her life out many times. He tried to silence her voice. But I claimed her as mine and her gift is mine. And she sings to me, and it delights my heart. And I want you to welcome. I'm presenting you my sweet girl, Suzanne. He's going to present us. Present us. How much does he love us? I know, I got goosebumps too, man. Imagine that. Before the presence of his glory, not up in the balcony, not over to the side somewhere. He presents us. In the presence of his glory. Each one of us. You know, forever is a long time. Yes. He's not on a time schedule. And each one of us is that special that he put this word in the word of God that he's going to present us before the presence of his glory. He will do it. He's able to do it. And then it says, not that he just presents us. With exceeding joy. With exceeding joy. We got to get over this mentality and this state that we get in sometimes that we get so caught up in what we didn't do or how we missed it or we said something to someone and it didn't come out right. We'll go back to them and try to make it right. You know, we got to get over feeling bad about things. This is how much God loves us. Hallelujah. He's going to present us with such joy. It's not just joy, it's exceeding joy. Get your mind around that. I can't. Then it goes on to God our Savior, who alone is wise. To God our Savior. So make no mistake who this is presenting you. It's not someone he's delegated the authority to. It's him. It's the Lord himself. That's going to present each and every one of us. who alone is wise, because true wisdom comes from God. The enemy always wants to distort the truth. Takes a little bit of the truth, or takes a lot of the truth and just distorts it enough that it takes you away from where you should be going. That's what the enemy does. And he's good at talking nonstop, nonstop. With dominion and power because God is all powerful. All honor and glory and praise to the Most High God. I want to share this with you. Marty knows this particular man. He was in my other church. This is my third church in my lifetime. My first church was 25 years in prodigal living. Then my last church was 30 years, and now I'm in this church. So my last church was a guy in one of the ministries I was heading in. He was a deaf, John. And he was a deaf man living in a speaking world, which is really different. He had courage, because most deaf people want to hang around with deaf people. But he liked being in a speaking world, which is really different. And he loved trying to teach me sign language. You know what I said? Try. But I do retain a little bit of it. This is funny. I'm going to get serious in a second, but this is funny. Okay. I would say to him sometimes, I say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now, she knows what it means. So he read lips a lot because he was deaf. Okay, and sometimes, you know, we'd speak in sign language, but I'm really sorry, I'm sorry. And I'd done this for many times, and he said, no, this is hungry, this is sorry. But it's okay, I still try to learn after that. Remember we started Jude 24, it says, now to him. We end Jude in verse 25, both now and forever. Both. Sometimes I skipped over that word. Both now and forever. And this is why I think. In sign language, this means now. You can also say today. Today can also be like this, but this is like today. And the sign for forever is like this. And as I was reading this, I just saw this in my spirit. It's like now and forever. Both now and forever. And this is like, this is now. Now, 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 now. We all often, I don't like to categorize, say we always think this. We often think of forever as starting in the future. Eternity is starting in the future, but your eternity starts now.
Amen, that's good.
Your days are now, 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 now. Now, 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 now. That's forever. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I love that. Forever. Don't miss your now. Don't miss your today. Do whatever God is calling you to do. Whatever it is. Do it. Spend time with him. Grow with him. Let that glory to glory be reflected. That image of Jesus himself reflected in the glory of God. We need to get into the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit will lead us and teach us. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that's all I got to say. Praise the Lord. Next week you're going to be blessed. Barb Kramen is going to come and share, and we never know what she's going to do.
Amen.
And Jeff, I really hope you're there, because she might even surprise you, if that's even possible. This is her dear husband, Jeff, that's with her tonight.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord has his hand on you, Jeff. Trust me.
Thank you, Lord.
And then Sunday, we're going to be blessed. Pastor Gary is still on vacation, but we're going to be blessed. We have some of our elders that are going to be sharing at different times. And Alice is going to be bringing the word. She's watching at home. She started to drive here tonight, and wherever she lives, it was pouring down, raining. That amazes me in this area. I was driving home one night, and no rain, and then I went to pull into, because I live right across the street in Continental, I went to pull in, so this one block had rain. I drove a little bit, no rain. I turned to the right, rain. What up? I don't know. But regardless, Florida, that's it. But we thank God for who he is and what he does in us. Father, we thank you that we came before you. We come before you. We stand before you, Lord, wanting to be transformed and knowing that we are being transformed by your word. There's nothing as important that we can say that is not the word of God. The word of God that is living and powerful, that changes us. The Holy Spirit that directs us, that keeps us. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes straight ahead. That we will not turn to the right or left. That we will not be people double-minded, thinking one way, then thinking another way. Being double-spirited. But we will be aligned with you. We know that prayer aligns us with you, Father. Have your way in us, Lord, because we want to grow in you. We want to reflect Jesus, the most important part of our life itself. We want to reflect Jesus in all that we think, do, and say. And we thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. It's beyond what we can comprehend. But we joyfully walk with you into it, through it. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you are to us, all that you do in us. And we thank you for each other, because we could never do this alone. But the Spirit of God in each and every one is helping us, Lord, to stay focused on you. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.